I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the names are out for who will be inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Have we heard of any of them?
You've heard of a lot of them.
Songwriters Hall of Fame. Chris Stapleton?
No, too soon.
Actually, historically, no, but go ahead.
Taylor Swift is on the list.
Okay.
A rising artist.
Yes.
She might make it someday.
I think I've heard of her.
Yeah.
Chris Stapleton wrote his entire career, Scott, and only recently burst onto the stage as an artist. He is the most famous for writing the most famous songs.
But you've got to remember, like,
which songs?
There's so many.
These go way back. I mean, Chris Stapleton's not. I don't think he's even old enough or been in the business long enough to qualify. We're talking about, well, except Taylor Swift.
I was gonna say he's older than Taylor.
One of his biggest songs is a cover.
Here's one.
Oh, I love that song.
Kenny Loggins made it.
Ah.
Yeah.
Bam,
bam, bam.
LL Cool J.
Yes, please.
Pink. Sarah McLachlan.
Yes.
Who only has one song, and it's only played when you're watching dogs die. And David Byrne from the Talking Heads.
Oh, yeah.
Also made it. Also on the ballot. Are these nominees? Hang on, wait. These are nominees. They haven't made it in yet. Also on the ballot are Charlotte Caffey, never heard of her, Jane Wiedlin from the Go-Go's, Randy Bachman, Burton Cummings of the Guess Who, and Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley.
Not familiar.
Okay, this was in my stack, but I did not print it, but you just teed this up, and we're going to have him find the song. Apparently... overnight, singer Lizzo was sued for copyright infringement. But listen to this, Scott. She was sued over an unreleased snippet of a song she shared on social. Unreleased. It included a reference to actress Sydney Sweeney. The track is tentatively titled I'm Going In Till October. And it became a viral hit because of its reference to a controversial American Eagle jeans ad campaign. You've all seen Sweeney. She's half naked in that ad. GRC Trust, which holds the copyright for a 1970s soul song called Win or Lose We Tried, filed the lawsuit. The trust claims that Lizzo's track copied vocal and instrumental elements from their song without permission.
Never released, but it was released on social media.
Come on.
It's a brave new world.
Because it was never released, follow me here, it was never monetized. So
there's the key.
Where are the damages? She didn't make any money off this.
You can record anyone's song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, when I was in a garage band years and years ago, we did two covers, My Wave by the Surf Punks.
Yeah.
And we did a remake of a T-Rex song and called Hang Ups. And it's perfectly legal for us to record these songs, so long as we don't make money off of it.
Shouldn't make any money off of it. The lawsuit is seeking damages and an injunction to block any further use. In Lizzo's defense, her representatives say the track was never released or monetized, and the song only existed, quote, as a social media parody.
Now, but it was on social media on her account, which I assume is monetized.
I made $50 or something that day, Dan. Yeah. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It's a brave new world. You put out something on YouTube, they've got all the
right,
the ads, the commercialization of it all.
If someone makes money off of you putting that song out, you are subject to a lawsuit.
Brave new world.
All right.
Now, we weren't good enough to monetize our music.
Don't you wish you were?
So you were being paid to stop playing.
We did. T-Rex paid us to stop playing their music. They said, please stop.
Okay, so you guys remember in the hit smash series Breaking Bad, they couldn't figure out around season 3 or 4 where to make their product. So Walter White's character decided, let's use other people's homes and they won't know we're making meth because we will start a company that is a bug fumigation company. And you know what you have to do when you're fumigating bugs inside your house? They wrap the house and then the family has to vacate for like a week. So it was one of the brilliant plot lines in that story. They needed a place to make their meth. They needed to do it in broad daylight undercover without getting caught. So they start this bug fumigation company. The families leave the house, can't come back for a week. They make their meth. Your dateline is KCK. The Kansas City, Kansas Police Department just seized enough fentanyl to kill thousands of people while serving a warrant downtown. Where, you ask?
Downtown KCK.
The raid was conducted at a home that was a short-term rental. Police say the owner helped in the investigation and is not facing charges in the case. 4,100 grams of fentanyl, 64 grams of meth, 230 grams of marijuana, and a whole bunch of pills. Officers also seized 11 guns. Two of the weapons had fully automatic switches on them. It is their biggest, if not the Metro's biggest, fentanyl seizure since we began tracking the drug in the late 20s. Captain Sean McGee, 1 kilogram has the potential to kill thousands of people. I bring this up.
How did they know?
Well, Scott, if you have an Airbnb, like everyone has seen Breaking Bad except you.
No. I did watch some Breaking Bad and I distinctly remember the house wrapping episode.
If you need a place to go do illegal activity without anyone suspecting you, this is a like kind of a scary thing. They said the owner is not facing. That says the owner, someone just signed up to rent my Airbnb.
That's right. Had no knowledge.
They wanted to rent it for 2 weeks.
What was going to happen?
Okay,
that's
they
right.
paid cash up front. That's even better.
Yeah.
How do you know the people you're not renting to aren't Walter White?
This is why you don't do an Airbnb.
Oh, I would never rent out my house. I mean, I know people are thinking about it for the World Cup.
No way. I'm trying.
You would have to prove to me you were a soccer fan. And then I would need some sort of like...
Oh, because soccer fans don't do meth.
Surveillance inside. Well, it's different selling it, using it, and manufacturing it, Scott. Because if you own a home and someone comes in and makes methamphetamine, do you know what it costs to mitigate that? Even if you can mitigate it, you can never sell it. Because now you have to disclose it when you sell the home.
So were they making the meth there, or were
they
just using it as a drug house?
Doesn't say, but the fentanyl was in the house.
Move it through.
And so let's say they're packaging it up in the house, Dan.
There's fentanyl in the house.
Who are you going to rent that Airbnb to? The family with a child that's going to come crawling through those carpets next week?
Yeah, and there's a piece of fentanyl on the carpet?
It's over.
Hmm. This is why you don't Airbnb your place.
I'm going to reach out to KCK and see how they finally figured out this was going on. I mean, maybe this owner popped by to see if they needed a chips refill or something. How are you enjoying your stay? Oh, my God, are those guns?
What's want me up to with swap out your towels?
God.
Why is there cellophane everywhere in my house? Every which way I turn, why I get trapped.
Why are you wearing a hazmat suit to answer the door?
I'm telling you. I'm trying to think of a, and I know this is kind of a two-pronged topic that we're getting into here. I'm trying to figure out the amount of money you would have to pay me to vacate my home for a week.
You've got a price.
For a week?
For 1 week.
Oh, people are, like the woman Linda in whatever town it was, is charging $1,100 per night to, quote, stay with Linda.
And I bet
she
you
stays
even,
in the house.
I bet you even have a price to allow them to walk around your house wearing shoes.
There is no price. There's no price to that, Dan.
I don't know.
Don't be ridiculous.
If you could name a number, what would it be?
Do I get to stay in the house while you're there?
Sure.
$1,000 a night. Now, to ask me what the question...
way underpricing what that house would be worth to bring... You know, like corporations are coming in and renting out these houses for...
Ask me what it would be to not be at my house.
Okay.
$20,000 a night.
$20,000 a night and you would not be there.
I would be sitting in a car on the street.
With binoculars?
Yes.
Wearing his robe, watching.
My Stafford robe.
Are they wearing
shoes?
Don't
spill anything.
I would be spraying the house to make sure it never caught on fire.
It's like the ad with the coach. He's like, no fun, no showers over 5 minutes. This isn't a hotel.
That's right.
He's in the hot tub with them.
I would be okay with renting out some of the rooms in my home if I was there.
You could walk around in your robe and, you know, go to the kitchen.
I'm telling you.
And I would sleep during the day while they're at the games.
I accidentally did it once in California many. It was during the Price is Right trip. I needed one night somewhere to stay that was close to taping and close to where my son was staying. I did not realize the family was going to be there. And what she was doing, I think she was in over her head. They could not afford the house they had over by Venice Beach somewhere. They were renting out their children's rooms nightly. Mm-hmm. The children would sleep on mom and dad's floor. The house was stunning, Scott. It was like...
Was it weird, though, that they were there?
It was so weird. They had a party the night before, like an adult, like had 50 people over. There was music and drinking and dancing. And I'm up in this little girl's room staring at strawberry shortcake wallpaper, thinking, like, what have I done here? But there weren't any hotel rooms to be had. And
did
I did
you have your own bathroom.
It was a shared Jack and Jill because they rented out the little boy's room to a couple that was just in town from Germany.
Oh, some Deutschers.
Yes. And I'm like, this is so weird. I didn't sleep at all. Got up the next day. I gave it.
And then won the Price is Right.
And then won the Price is Right. I gave it a good rating, but I said, you need to know this is a fully functioning single family home in a neighborhood. You will be sleeping on her daughter's Care Bear sheets, which is so weird.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dan and Parks.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Tropical storm Melissa, she sounds so sweet, is expected to bring days of heavy rain to the Dominican Republic, Haiti, and Jamaica, and may trigger life-threatening flash flooding, according to the National Hurricane Center. It's a bizarre track, so follow me here. The storm is now in the Atlantic, Tropical Storm Melissa. It is expected to become a Category 1 hurricane on Saturday, as it is south of Haiti, Dominican Republic, and Cuba. Then, when it gets to Jamaica, it will be a Category 4 hurricane. Okay. And then, look at the weird forecast lines. It will hit Jamaica and then dart strongly to the northeast.
Oh.
It would be on a path, if it was going in a straight line, to hit Cancun. It will not. It will go right over Jamaica and then straight to the northeast, up the eastern seaboard of the United States, but there is not expected to be any trouble for the United States.
Okay.
It is a bizarre path for a hurricane. Not that I'm a meteorologist or anything. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
That's all right.
So.
All good.
Lionel Messi has finally agreed to a new contract with Inter Miami, a deal that required several months to complete and ensures that the sport's biggest icon will stay with Major League Soccer until 2028. That's awesome.
2028. How old would he be?
He's currently 38 years old, so I guess he'd be 41, roughly.
Huh. Okay. We have a local lawsuit of extreme interest to me. And I want to talk to all of my parents out there who had ticky children. You know what I'm talking about. Maybe not Tourette's, but kids who had an audible or a physical tick. We had them all up and down my family tree. We just do.
Really?
I had one when I was 5 years old, Scott. I would do this with my head. Look. And
why?
If I did it once, I had to do it 3 or 5 times.
Huh.
I don't know. I was just born weird. It's just one of those things.
You didn't do it for attention or anything?
No. In fact, I would try to stop it, but it was like a compulsion to do it, if that makes sense. I can't explain it.
Hmm.
And you like doing things in odd numbers.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there's just something with the way our brain, like the creative brain is a weird brain. And
well,
some of my kids got it, some of it didn't.
I like to tap my teeth between streetlights when I'm driving home.
Okay, so you know what the tick is that I'm talking, I mean, a lot of you listening have it.
Hmm.
In Kansas City, a man has sued, alleging the Kansas City Water Department fired him for having a nervous tick.
Huh.
Kansas City man has filed a lawsuit against the city on Tuesday after he claims he was fired from KC Water for having an uncontrollable nervous tick. Yusef Jimenez is seeking actual compensatory and punitive damages from the city of Kansas City for court fees He wants his job back at KC Water or front pay, according to the petition filed in Jackson County Court. He began working for KC Water as a customer service rep in July of 2024. When he was tired, he told supervisors he had been diagnosed with anxiety, which resulted in an uncontrollable nervous tic. And I'm here to just insert this right now. Fatigue brings out the tic. Okay. Always. Anxiety and fatigue will bring it out for a lot of patients. Court documents allege he told a new supervisor, who started in August, about his diagnosis, and then informed a second new supervisor in October of 2024. Toward the end of November that year, though, he received a letter of counseling for his nervous tic.
A letter of what? Counseling?
A, quote, letter of counseling from his supervisors for his nervous tic. The supervisors allegedly told him to, quote, control it, despite the man previously telling them it was uncontrollable. Let me tell you what. The one thing that you don't want to do if you're trying to get someone to control their tic is tell them to control it.
How did you get over yours?
We would have to ask my parents. I don't remember because I was really bad with it when I was probably 5, 6, 7 years old. That's also when it presented in some of my kids. And then they've all gotten over it.
Did you tell them
but
to get
telling
over
somebody
it?
To stop doing that
yeah.
is not going to stop the tic. It's going to make it worse, right? They allegedly referred to his tic as movements, outbursts, instances, and issues.
Okay.
The petition claims the supervisors then monitored his tics and sent him written documentation following each episode.
Sounds like they wanted to get rid of him.
Scott, the city's in trouble here, and here's why. I'm just going to read the next sentence, and then we'll talk about it. The petition claims one of the written correspondences sent to this man said, Yosef, at 3:31 p.m., I witnessed you having another outburst that we discussed. Could not continue.
Oof.
When I delivered your letter of counsel last week, you must keep your movements in control to make sure everyone has comfortable working environment regardless of how the call goes. Kansas City, start adding zeros. You are sunk. This is a protected medical.
Well, if he has medical documentation, the city is in big trouble.
You can't control a tick. I'm telling you, you can't.
I had a... I don't know what it was like here in Kansas. I think you in middle school, you have to take like Kansas history or something. Is that right?
Yeah.
So in Texas, which is very proud of itself, in Texas, you had to take a full year of Texas history. So you got to learn about Sam Houston and Stephen F. Austin and all these other people. And my teacher, it was in sixth grade or seventh grade. I'll never forget. His name was Mr. Tate. And he taught Texas history. And he was an older man. He was probably at the time in his 60s. And it would, this is what it sounded like in class. And then during the the Alamo fight with the Mexicans and the Texans. And I mean,
I had a professor that went, then in 1800, it was an audible.
Like he was passing tick. A bowel movement?
It was an audible tick. And I'm telling you, Scott, I know the city has HR people. I don't know how this ended up unfolding, and I feel bad for him the way that it did. They're going to lose this all day long in court. In one, oh my gosh, in one message, he was asked to control his movements again, and then his supervisor had counted how many movement issues he had throughout the day. So he replied and said, will you please stop sending me written documentation counting my tics? The supervisor refused and kept counting them.
Does the supervisor have nothing else to do all day than just sit there and monitor
somebody? Here's the other deal. A doctor even said this in the lawsuit. He went and got a doctor's note, and the doctor said, look, the tics are harmless. They're very common. Anxiety is going to make it worse. Just leave him alone.
913-586-7798. 586.
What's your tic? Come on. Come on in, people. I've got one.
You had one.
I think I still have some. I'll share them when we get back.
You have peculiarities.
My chin hair is a tic.
I was just going to say that.
It's protected. Stop making fun of me.
I'm not. 913-58. Protected. It's not a chin hair. There's
hangs
no
on
hair
for
there.
Dear life.
If there was a hair there, it would be a tic, but there's no hair there. 586-7798 here on Dana and Park.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
So I have sympathy for this guy who is apparently suing the city.
Well, he's been fired, so yes, he's suing.
But what do you do if you're a manager at a store? All right, a retail store.
Sure.
And you hire somebody, you have an opening, and you don't realize, because you can't ask, you know, what disabilities might you have.
Why don't you just list out your disabilities for me?
So that is illegal to ask in advance. But it turns out that the person you just hired has a horrible case of Tourette's.
Okay.
And they're checking out somebody there at the counter, and they got a blouse and a pair of shoes and some socks. And okay, do-do-do-do-do-do, fat bitch.
That is a
bitch.
Very rare,
but it does occur.
Audible section of the Tourette's spectrum, and I think if you have that specific affliction, you know that when you're tired or you're anxious, it tends to ramp up, and you probably avoid jobs where you're interfacing and you need to talk to customers. It's rare, Scott.
I gotta put food on the table, Dana.
Small percentage of people within the Tourette spectrum that have that specific one where you are screaming,
where you blurt out vulgarities,
bad words.
And, yeah,
it's so rare.
And you tell people what you really think about
yes.
them.
I have met one person who has that specific affliction.
And
He was a massage therapist.
Oh, God.
Yes. And
probably the worst profession you could pick.
It was, bless his heart, because of the jerky movement that came with it.
But did he have the...
Yes, he did.
Send out your deepest, most thoughts?
Yes, he did. And before the massage, he said, do you know what Tourette's is? And I said, absolutely. I've got a whole ticky family. Uh-huh. And he said, well, I have it. So if you hear me shout something out, don't worry about it. Shout it right back out. And we continued on with the massage. Now, he was a great masseuse.
Did he ever shout anything out?
Yes, he did.
Would you care to share? Oh, my word.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, my God.
It was. It was the W-H-O-R-E word.
Blank U.
Yes.
W-H-O-R-E.
But I knew what Tourette's was. And this was in Kansas City, by the way.
Oh, my God.
And so I was very, very understanding. Because you can't imagine what that would be like. And you could tell he would try, and you, if you know someone that has this, they will try to stifle it. And the more you try to stifle it, the more it wants to be let out.
So when he yelled out blank you, W-H, you know, yes, the rest of the word.
Yes.
What did you do in response?
I was like, God bless him. I just felt bad for him. But then I also thought, I'm going to tell Scott this and he's going to laugh.
Oh, my God.
It's very rare, but so, yep, I've encountered
it. Let me ask you this, because I'm no doctor. I'm not an expert. I'm not a neurologist. I have no idea. When they shout something like that out, okay, or whatever it would be.
Yeah, it's a release.
I understand. Is that really their deep innermost thought?
No.
Or is that just the brain is wired to say the most inappropriate?
Yeah, the brain is misfiring. The brain is misfiring.
Huh.
But this lawsuit in Kansas City is not that.
No, this is just a...
It was a physical tick.
Yeah.
Not only did the supervisor start counting them, according to the lawsuit, sending him emails, knock it off. He then says, look, my doctor says this is fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It is alleged he then went and filed a complaint with the EEOC, and then a month later he was fired.
Let's go to Farallon on line 2, 913-586-7798. Farallon, hello.
Well, hello there.
Hi. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you anymore.
Yeah, go
Hi,
ahead.
Can you hear us now?
Oh, yes, I can now. I just wanted to say my heart goes out to that guy. Number one, so what if he has a tick? I have a condition called myoclonus, and I just jerk for no apparent reason. There's no rhyme or reason and no control over it.
Yep.
Sometimes if I'm getting my blood drawn, I will jerk and scare the technician. But we all laugh about it. We know that it happens. And if I was that poor guy, I would sue, like, not just the supervisor, not just the water, but the whole city. Because that is no way to treat somebody that is a handicap.
I agree. All right. Farallon, okay. He not only has a case, he is going to win this case. This is the kind of case that lawyers would line up.
It'll be a settlement.
To take
it'll never get to
because
trial.
There's no gray area here.
No.
He didn't do anything wrong. If there's written emails and evidence that they were counting these things and asking him to stop, and we don't know exactly what he did for the water department, if you could somehow say that someone ticked so severely that they couldn't do their job as a surgeon— opening someone's body cavity with a scalpel, you can start to see where, okay, maybe that particular issue doesn't align with that job description.
Maybe we get into family practice.
But he was a call taker at the water center.
Question from the text line. Dana, after that guy said blank you, W-H, did you ever go back?
No. But
and
not
why?
Well,
yeah. Was it because he said blank you, W-H?
No, I wasn't offended at all because I knew enough about that.
How did you not laugh?
Diagnosis to know what it was. As soon as it started, you could hear him.
He's holding back the water.
But the more you try to hold it back, the more it flies out. And so at some point, and it's a release when you let it out. Scott, I'm telling you, when I was little.
How did you not laugh?
I had to. Well, I was trying to relax.
Kind of hard to relax when somebody's calling you a W-H.
Yeah, well, yes. Yes, and I don't know. I felt so bad for him. I had a couple. I had the head thing where I went, Then when we were driving through neighborhoods, Kramer, do you have a tick?
I don't think so. No.
I would be in the back seat. My dad would be driving us to school.
Thank you,
the babysitters. And I would have to blink hard. I would blink my eyes every other house we passed.
Why?
I don't know. It felt good to do it, and it felt stressful if I didn't do it. And then I would do it, and I would think, okay, I'll just get to 11. But then I would go, okay, I'll do it one more time. It was always odd numbers growing up. I have no idea why, but it is genetic.
From the text line, 9577, OMG, my friend Dana went to that same massage therapist. He said some very, stuff.
Yeah, yes. God bless him.
Was that the only time during the entire massage? Was it an hour long or 30
minutes? It was an
hour. Is that the only time during the hour long massage that he dropped out a line?
Yeah, were there others? It was throughout. Yeah, it was probably.
Was it the same line every time?
If memory serves, yeah.
So you probably got three or four of those dropped on you, like every 15 minutes, right, as you're about to fall asleep?
It's more of an ongoing, it can be more of an ongoing thing. And so, again, surgeon, probably not the best. I do remember thinking, he is good at what he does, but I don't know that this is going to work. That doesn't mean you fire him.
I understand. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being very relaxing, 1 being worst massage I ever got in my life, and you have to include the blank UWH.
Yeah.
Where would you rate? Because
probably a six.
Because getting a massage is not only the physical.
Yeah.
But it's the resting and the almost falling asleep.
Yes. This was before AirPods. He was a great massage therapist. I'd probably say a six. It was a six or a seven.
But you said he was really good.
He was good.
So you're knocking him down a couple of points because of the blank UWH.
But he can't help that.
Well, you're right. He can't. But that kind of gets into the relaxation component of a massage when somebody's calling you a UWH.
Yes, and then you go up to the front desk and they're like, how was your service today? And I go, yeah, it was good.
Did you tip?
Of course I did.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
We talked about this the other day in a Seinfeld episode, famous or infamous, however you want to look at it, where Elaine goes into a nail salon and she brings someone with her who speaks Vietnamese because she wants to know what the nail techs are saying about her. And we were talking about that. And then today, because our phones listen to us, I get an alert that Apple has announced a new live translation feature for AirPods. The latest AirPods models will translate conversations in real time. The feature works for in-person conversations, phone calls, and even audio messages, providing a translated output directly to your AirPods. As someone who despised being forced to take a foreign language class for 4 semesters that I did not use or retain, is this the end of foreign language learning if you're not going to immerse yourself, if you're not going to France? You're going to stay in France. You're going to learn French. It's a beautiful language. Is this the end of forcing everyone to take 4 semesters, which no one's going to retain?
So long as the person on the other end of the conversation either speaks your language or has the same
or has technology. The AirPods.
Yeah. It would completely do away with having to learn a foreign language. I actually think this is brilliant.
I do too. It breaks down all of the barriers to conversation with someone. Like, I remember once we were in Costa Rica and there were a big group of French Canadians, which is
when the hell were you in Costa Rica?
Several years ago. But there was a big group of French Canadians that were there, and I could pick up about every third or fourth word because Canada French is different than French French a little bit. And it had been probably 10 years since I'd taken French at KU. And I could just, pick out a word, pick out a word, pick out a word.
In Costa Rica, they speak Spanish.
Well, I know, but the people that were staying in our casita next to us were from.
Got it.
Were French Canadian.
Missed that part of the story.
And so we're all sitting around the fire, and I so badly wanted to join in, but 4 semesters ain't going to cut it. And that's what all the colleges force you to take. Mm-hmm. If you're going to force people to take a foreign language, make them do it for 8 years so you are fluent. Sam used to be, and then now he doesn't use it, and he says he's lost it.
But it comes back. It can come back. I remember when my brother and I went back to Germany in 2006, how quickly I was like, man, we're going to be screwed. I've forgotten, you know, we hadn't been there in a long time, and I hadn't been there in 17 years or so. And I said, man, I'm going to screw it up. I've forgotten so much German over the last two decades. It really comes back quickly, especially when you're immersed in the culture. But to this point, regarding this new technology, I love it. I mean, think about the places you would be, right? You could go to Germany and get by because they all have to learn English in their elementary school years. But if you were, like, say, for example, in India or Thailand, where they probably don't speak as much English as you would prefer.
Yeah.
And you don't speak a word of theirs.
Nope. Wouldn't you love it?
Oh, it would make things very easy.
Especially if you're needing directions, right?
Right.
Translating menus, like all of the things. Well, if you want to travel the globe.
But I don't have, I don't want to say the negative feelings, but for lack of a better term, that you do about learning a foreign language. I mean, why should we have to take band or learn an instrument? Or
I don't think anyone should ever have to bring a recorder home.
Well,
ever.
No, I would agree with you on that. But if we're going to teach people in the United States a foreign language, we need to start them in the first grade, not in ninth grade or when you go off to college.
Kindergarten.
Yeah. The earlier, the better. And I think a foreign language, more likely than not Spanish, let's be honest, where we live, should be required kindergarten through 12th grade.
My kids' elementary school made them all take French, and then when they got to middle school, it switched to Spanish. In what world
I know.
Does that make sense?
When I was in middle school...
Hand them a pair of AirPods and let's be done.
In sixth grade, we did a third of the year of French, a third of the year of Spanish, and a third of the year of German. The only
makes
words...
perfect sense.
The only words in French that I remember are un, deux, trois. One, two, three.
And
that's it. Cease.
Oh, ho, ho.
Wee.
It's a beautiful language.
It is a beautiful language, but I can't speak it. And a third of my sixth grade year was spent learning how to speak in French. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dan in Parks.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.